Bryce Glasser is with the State Department of Fish and Wildlife. He says there's growing evidence from more than 20 years of research that hatchery steelhead and salmon have lower survival rates than wild ones, and that when they mix, wild stocks are diminished.
Through the effects of interbreeding and competition. And so these gene banks are essentially just areas where we're trying to set aside some spots where wild populations can be free, or we're trying to minimize that impact that the hatchery programs might have on those populations.
As part of the steelhead management plan, the state will stop releasing hatchery-raised fish in the three areas, and they'll allow fishermen to catch them in the protected zones for at least the next 2 years.
Areas where we wanted to try and protect critical populations and give them the best chance to survive with all the threats that they face, and to minimize the hatchery impacts in some of those key areas.
These so-called gene banks are part of a network of protected areas that the state will monitor with the aim of conserving and restoring wild steelhead. Puget Sound also has one gene bank, the Solduck River on the Olympic Peninsula. The plan is to add to the network until all of Washington's 15 major population groups are included. The focus in the next several months will be on establishing three more for Puget Sound, as well as several others on the Columbia River's lower tributaries. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.